Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella up the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, August 3rd, 2020. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
Let's get this party started. It's Monday,
and unfortunately, we're back. And I say unfortunately because I was hoping we weren't coming back yet, but here we are. Don't mean we not get ready to party. Just means we're back. All right, Ray. You sent something out over the weekend?
No, updates didn't go out.
No updates. Well, must be because there were no updates. Guys, everybody was just riding, quiet. Things have been quiet. Nothing exciting in Iraq. It's the holiday. They didn't put out a whole lot of news. Al-Kazim is still taking congratulations. They did put out Friday that June the 6th was going to be their election, which some people were excited about, some not. We did talk about him coming this week to the U.S. They gave out the dates and took them back, but it's supposed to be this week. What else was there? Anything else out there at all? Let me think. We did talk about, because there's not a whole lot of news, guys, because everybody's been quiet. Even our people. I got some bad news, but I'm trying to save it for last. So let me see. The good news is we talked about money, money being printed. We talked about a whole lot of money being printed, why it was being printed. We've got a confirmation of those. Money did move over the weekend, though, and that usually never happens. Never happens with money moving over the weekend. It, money is probably moving today. So we're anticipating things go well. We could still finish it up this week, I'm hoping, with the announcements and things that happen when Iraq comes over here. I would think they want it done before they come over here, but we'll see what happens. So with that, oh, all the banks are still there. Call centers are in place. Exchanges are in place. Except for, you guys know who already. Yeah, Texas. Texas went back to their bank today. They said they would do it on Friday. If it was not done weekend, we're going back to the bank. They went back to the bank today. So they are not at their exchange locations. So don't mean they can't go back tomorrow. It just means today they went back to the bank. So they're saying if it's not happening, you know, we need to get some work done. And Monday is a work day. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But other than that, it's full steam ahead. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. First question is from Sila. You'll probably answer this in the opening monologue, but I'm just curious. Okay, we did address the call centers, exchange centers. Okay, number two, are the rates still grayed out on the screens?
I haven't got any update on the rates, guys, other than the Zim rate was the last one we asked about. I did give you guys a rate of 381 on the dinar, though, is what it supposedly said it. I don't have the dong rate or any of the others, any change. Okay? And that rate was from somebody who already did their paperwork. That's the rate they were given, 381. Matter of fact, two somebodies were given 381. Okay.
Okay, number three, have you heard any negative rumblings about the Zim?
Nope. Nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing we haven't heard before. I mean, from our council guy, we haven't even heard from him yet. But the bank is still saying they're going to do it.
Okay, and you've already addressed the 381 rate was for some folks here in the U.S. But that was the next question, was it U.S. or Iraq people? All right, so we'll move on to M.N. Dinar. I have been in this for 13 years and listened to you since you were on that other radio show. With the announcements over the past few weeks of potential fruition, this seems very familiar. I was wondering if the atmosphere is different this time in a more positive way. So there's the question.
The atmosphere where? At the banks, at the exchange centers in Iraq? It definitely is, because, again, guys, you don't see them rioting in the streets. You hear nothing about the people hollering about the reforms, because they're being told that it's being done. They're being shown that it's being completed. So, yeah, they're feeling better about it. Even when they told them, remember back in the first part of June when they said it's going to take 60 days? And actually, I said, I don't know about nobody else, but I said, I don't think the people are going to stand for 60 days after what they just went through. But here we are, almost 60 days later, about to see what's going to happen. So, yeah, I think it's a more conducive atmosphere, other than the fact that it was 125 degrees over there. They're burning up and electricity turned off. So they're looking at something else. But they are seeing the reforms being completed. He's being very transparent about it. And they're seeing action being taken. So I think that's working for them. Here, I don't know. Well, it's a little bit different as far as people saying the RV is actually happening. They're saying it's being rolled out slow, but it is happening. And they're going through the different steps they needed to take. So they knew it was going to happen, start happening. It was going to be authorized this time versus other times. Or they wouldn't have been doing all the printing that they've been doing at the Treasury. They've been doing it in preparation of the RV this time. That means the U.S. Treasury itself is preparing like it never has before. They wouldn't have been moving money and scheduling the movement of money like they're doing today. And so if they themselves weren't saying it's going to happen this time, we're going to go through with it. So, yeah, the atmosphere is a little bit different among the people both on both sides. All right, what's next, Ray?
That's the atmosphere one. Okay, 7MMSTW. Are the dinar holders with scheduled bank meetings the same ones from previous years?
I don't know what that means, unless you're asking, are they bringing people with SKRs back in, which I wouldn't see any reason to do that or they're doing that. But the people that I know of and discussing with, this is their first time meeting with the banker or wealth manager and actually doing their documents. And they're going even further than they did back when they were getting SKRs, because those were just pending receipts or showing money in their account. These guys are actually doing the documents, setting their rates, because with the SKRs, really, and dividing money into multiple accounts. So they're going one step further. So when it goes live, it's all fully activated. Some of them are, again, getting advanced cash payments on it. So it's a little different. All right, what's next, Ray?
Mountain Mole says, one earlier exchanger received close to 15% interest on the money deposited in the $300 to $400 million range. If one's deposit is close to $1 billion, any idea of the percent of interest it could draw?
You're going to have to negotiate that for yourself. All right, what's next?
Rich Boy, what is the name of the trust that you talk about all the time? Complex Trust. Okay. GT Denarian. Number one, if you move and the RV occurs, but you have not lived at your new residence for more than 6 months, do you have to go back to your old address to do the RV, or can't you let the 1-800 know your situation?
I'm going to tell you to let them know your situation. They'll tell you what to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Bert Mann says, will this slow rollout ever pick up speed, or will it turn to another deja vu moment?
Well, if my crystal ball worked that well, I wouldn't even need the RV because I'd have won the last 10 lotteries. So it is what it is, and we will see what happens. We're planning on going through it. Okay. Who's next?
Cosmo Girl says, so many folks are hesitant to return to work with COVID. So why would you think the U.S. would allow an RV at this point in time when so many others plan on quitting their jobs? This would only create a worse economy, and I can't see the U.S. allowing for that to happen. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah, my thought is, read it one more time.
Oh, me? Read it again?
Yeah, yeah. Read it one more time.
So many folks are hesitant to return to work with COVID. So why would you think the U.S. would allow an RV at this point in time when so many others plan on quitting their jobs? This would only create a worse economy, and I can't see the U.S. allowing for that to happen. Your thoughts, please.
Okay, I don't know if this is an RV conversation, not an economy conversation, but I do have a thought. So, you're telling me that because of Corona, there are more people who plan on quitting their job. Now, even though 40 million people have been laid off, because I don't know anybody who actually quit their job, but their industry shut down, businesses went out of business, failure. I don't know anybody saying, I'm just quitting. Because for one, they're not getting an unemployment check when they quit, because they quit, or the stimulus check because they quit when they quit. So I don't foresee that happening. Now, are there more businesses that are going to be forced to close? Yes. More of them filed for bankruptcy even today because they're going to go out of business because we're starting to shut back down for all reasons to stimulate the economy, not to help depress it even more by not doing this. You know, they're not giving people the $600 extra a week anymore. It ran out on Friday. We're waiting to see what happens this week. That means a whole lot of people can be cut off. So they've taken the incentive away from staying home for definitely using. I mean, because in all honesty right now, people are getting paid more to stay home than go to work. That $600 was giving them no incentive to go back to work. And while it's going to hurt a whole lot of people who've gotten used to it and paying their bills, you know, it's probably going to be reduced. Even if it's not reduced to the 200, they probably will reduce it from the 600 regardless because of that. Now, the $1,200 that they're talking about sending out ain't going to make a difference in nobody's life that's already behind. But our global economy is changing, not just the U.S. economy. Our global economy needs an infusion. The global economy, and those are all reasons for the U.S. to do it, not to withhold it because people aren't going to work or people are going to quit. 350 million people in the U.S. Even if a third of us had denied, which I don't think it is, but even if a third of us did, 100 million, and the average was 100,000, because that is the average, and it came out at 380, that's $380,000 that'll be spent in 90 days or 6 months by the majority of the people who get it. while it will be a boost, eye-opener to that, I don't think it's going to be, you know, the be-all, the end-all to nobody ever has to work again. That's not going to happen. But it will help in the developing things that we are doing or that we plan on doing, the new business opportunities and new job creations, the investments that it will bring to replace some of that that our economy just lost, some of those 40 million jobs that have just lost and, you know, this recession. Because I think this winter is going to be terrible. The corona is getting worse. It's going to get even worse in the winter. And with everything that's going on, it's going to be hard for a whole lot of people, especially if they're not getting that extra $600 a week anymore or that $200, and they're only getting 80% of their original check. It's going to be hard times for a whole lot of people. So you need to get prepared for that. But all those are reasons why it should go this time. And a bigger reason is because Iraq is doing what everybody asked them to do for the last 10, 12 years, it's finally getting done. And they deserve to have an economy like everybody else. And we're going to benefit from it. What's next, Ray?
See, Jim and KC says, if we withdraw monthly interest from our major account and put it in a separate account, how willing will a banker be to giving us the same percentage interest rate on that second account, starting with a zero balance, and then us spending money out of it, thus depriving the bank of money to make larger overnight and fractional banking loans?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what banker you're talking about. I mean, you know, I don't know who he personally is, so I don't know how willing he's going to be to get. I don't know what the plan is you're going to present to him or what incentive you're going to give him to do that. So I can't talk for the banks and tell you they do this or do that. I can say I would present that as an option. I can say, hey, I want 15% on my money, and I want 15% on my money's money because I plan on leaving it there too. I just want it in a separate account. And when we get to this point, I'm going to start using that money, creation, businesses, or to help create new accounts. But even though I'm getting 15% on my money's money, I won't be using it for the first 30 days, so you can collect the initial 22%. I mean, you got to talk about it. Be about it. Lay a plan out and say, this is why it makes sense. A banker can look at it and say, okay, I see you have a plan, you committed, you know what you're talking about, then I can do that for you. I'm not going to do it for everybody, but I can do it for you because you provided a plan and we know how we're going to work on this together. Now, I can't tell you a banker's going to do that. I can tell you I'm going to present it to him, and if he don't do it, he's not getting my money. But I can't tell you what to do with yours. Okay, right?
All right. Continuing with Jim, judging from an article yesterday, Maliki and several others are setting up themselves to try to take over Iraq during the coming elections. Are they just biding their time, willing to let Iraq RV and become a financial power in the region, then just going to rip them off again?
I don't think they're biding their time. I think they're doing what we see being done is setting up a plan for the election and how to take it over in advance. And that's what you do. You plan, then prepare. Plan, prepare. And that's exactly what they're doing. By putting news articles out, by putting the information out, be talking about how Al-Kazimi's government is soon to be overthrown. They are planting seeds of thought into people's heads and getting them going so when things actually happen, they won't be surprised about it. So if I plan on blowing up the election, which they probably do, plan on corruption in the election, which I know they're trying to figure out because that's how they work, then I start talking about it right now like they're doing. You start telling people, hey, it's going to be corrupt. This isn't going to be right. It's not going to work out. He's bringing in the wrong people. All those things months ahead. People get used to or indoctrinated into hearing those things. Then it's just what they expect to happen. And they'll say, hey, nothing we can do about it. We've been expecting that. Or it just seems normal. So Maliki's gone through this for years. Nimi's gone through this. That's how they've manipulated the Iraq people for years. Why stop now? In the end, when the new administration comes in and they're out, they have nowhere to go but to run. They have nobody stand on their side because as long as they were in office, people will stand up for them because they don't have any choice. But once they lose those parliament positions, nobody's going to stand up for them, and then they're going to have to face the music. It's happened before. In every other government, you see all these prime ministers and president, everything now being prosecuted by their countries after they lose power, being put in prison. Same thing. They know they're protected as long as they're there or part of the government. In June, they probably won't be, so they're going to fight for it. They can't fight today because Al-Kazim is doing everything right. I mean, he's doing it. He's preparing. He's being very public about it. And everything he says is for the people, not for him. And here's the beauty of Iraq's system right now. Unless it changes, and it might, they know this guy that's running the show can't be voted in. That was part of him getting elected now, but he could not be voted in when the election comes. So he only gets this 1 year, this one shot to turn the country around. But who are they going to bring in that's going to be like him? Or at the end, do the people stand up and say they still want him? Because that could happen. So it's a political battle. All right, what's next, Ray?
Red says, are the Texas Exchange Center staffed? Okay, we addressed that one. Number two, will you tell us more than you mean to again today? I like it when you tell us too much.
I think I already have, just the fact of telling you guys what's going on in D.C., when they're clearly telling people to be quiet. So I actually just gave a little bit of that already, which is something I probably shouldn't have said. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Sunstar says, when you file for your trust and get your EIN number, do you also need to file your articles of incorporation? Or would articles of incorporation only be created and filed with the trustee overseeing your trust? If it's a statutory trust, then you probably would do something like that. But if it's a non-statutory trust, you don't. There's no articles of incorporation. None of that stuff takes place. Number two, even though the Iraqi stock exchange is closed, could we still see the RV before they go live again?
Yeah, we could. Change doesn't have to be open. The rates would just be changed. CBI rate would be changed. It could happen without them being open. Yeah. And it's probably the best thing because nobody gets caught in a transaction. For it to happen while they're closed. So we'll see.
Okay, number three was Sunstar. When it comes to our lifetime tax gift, does that apply to members, siblings, parents? Okay, take this number down, everybody. And this, you call this number, they're going to answer all these lifetime gift tax questions for you. 1-800-829-1040. I think that's the correct number.
You think? You just gave it to
me. I think it is. If it's not, just go to irs.gov and look it up. But I think that's, I believe that's the right number, 829-1040, 1-800. Brandon3-16 says, Tony, about a week or so ago, you stated that a few of your Iraqi contacts believed this wasn't going to happen until September. Has their tone changed, or are they still thinking the same?
Wait. I'm going to tell you what they're thinking. Look, I just got this. He says, rumor on the street is no change until after June elections. All over the streets today. I bet you didn't want to hear that. But, and I'm laughing at it, really, because I said, okay. I said, I don't believe that, though, but okay. And that was my response back to him. Now, this is a guy on the streets, owns an Iraqi business, lived there. He's a citizen, just like you and me. So, the more influence or influential and people from higher positions in the government over there have told me that it is in the process, it is going, and we're going to see it. So, what I like about this, though, is on the streets are doing what China did, so many other countries, right before it happened, and that is to convince the people that it's not going to happen. Because that's typically what they do. Not going to happen, guys. We can't do it at this time. But, you know, and there's different scenarios. And then it pops out. So I really did like this even when he sent it to me. But I can't say, hey, I talked to this guy and this guy in the TBI, and they told me it's happening next week. So, okay. But I like hearing on the street, and it just started, just came out today. He sent the rumor, and they're pushing it in the streets that it's not going to happen until after June elections. I just don't believe that one. All right.
Okay. Dorisine says, on Friday you referenced currency in the trust. Do you have them? Do you have them in one trust or spread out across many? Spread out. How do you plan to have the funds distributed to other trusts for purchasing cars and et cetera? Wouldn't that be an issue to move money between accounts if the trust is irrevocable? The trust being irrevocable has nothing to do with the trustees being able to spend money in the accounts. That all has to deal with the grantor not being able to change their mind. And so as you guys learn more, you'll understand the mechanics and how that's being done. But you need to learn more about the tools, and the Monday, Wednesday, Friday call is not going to be sufficient for you to be learning about trust or any other organization or entity structures. It is going to require that you do some extensive reading. Morocco 007 says, do we have to wait some time to wire transfer money domestically or internationally after our exchange, and how long will that be?
Well, again, they've always told us don't send over 500 million. And then I say 500 million? What was it? 500?
Yeah, that was the number.
Well, 500,000. Yeah. Do not send over 500,000 during the first 30 days because it will get held up if you do. So that's what we've always been told. And you're wiring money, all right?
Yeah. All right. Are we getting credit or debit cards at our exchange meeting, or will it be sometime after?
You're supposed to get a debit card at the exchange meeting to leave with.
I don't have a trust at this moment. What if I need to use some money to pay different things? Is it possible to ask for a loan based on the money that I have exchanged and pay it once I have my trust settled out of the trust account. Yes, recommended that you do something similar to that, if not exactly that. You know, this reminded me of a question a member asked, was it Friday's call or it may have been Wednesday, about some information preparing for the exchange, and I couldn't lock on to what they were referencing as far as the actual booklet. Now, we did have some members that helped jar my memory on that. And so there is something some members put together, and then I made some markups on it for my personal preferences. Since I made it available, I didn't want people to think it was 100% my thoughts and words. So I did make some markings on it. It's a 21-page information thing that some members collaborated and put together on preparing for the exchange. And any of you that want to get that, I think it's in the form. If not, I'll make sure it's posted in the form so that all of you can get it. That's what I'll do, because that'll be easier than trying to tell you to write it down now. But for those who are fast, it's tiny.cc/prep, the number 4, X, change. That's the link, but I'll put it in the form so that everyone can get it. It's a good little document. It at least kind of helps you plan, make some plans. Don't take it all one word for word 100% to be the gospel, but it's better than nothing.
Oh, wait, where is it, though? Is it in?
It'll be posted in the latest Blast and Tweets form. I'll put the link there. I mean, I just shared it on the call.
Asking you, where does the link go to? Somewhere in the form or is somebody else's site?
It goes to a place I have on the internet where I parked it so people can download it.
Okay.
So it'll go to my site if it's a website someone wants. It's a, yeah, that's why I have it parked.
I really wanted to put it out so even people who couldn't get in the forum could get it. But I was trying to figure out who's going to have to pay for it. So that's what I'm trying
Everybody can get in the forum. They all can get. Everybody can get in the form unless they don't have computer access. It's going in with a blast. I think it's already there, if I'm not mistaken. It might already be there. I just don't remember that far back when I posted it. But if it's not there, it'll be there. Same place where we put all the latest blasts and tweets, so everyone can get it. They can get the link. All right.
I just didn't, you know, we got 10,000, 50,000 downloads because people don't know what to do, especially new people. But all right, we'll do it. Let's go.
Okay. White Tiger says, on Friday, Tony said the U.S. was stopping this. Is this still the case?
It's still the case because they haven't released it, but they are preparing for the release. So that part we do know.
Okay, we're going to the live, folks. First caller, 336 area code, you are on.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey,
Ray.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
A couple weeks ago, or a month or so ago, you talked to Ray about not getting no barbecue. I'm here in North Carolina, and whenever you get ready for some barbecue, you got my number here. When you come to town, let me know and we'll fix you some. And we'll send it back with you.
Okay.
Now, when you say fix him some, do you mean you're going to actually kill the pig and cook him? Do you do that? Or
I'm gonna do all the cooking for him. All he's got to do is let me know when he's coming to town.
All right. Great. Okay.
And that,
wait,
you,
where
I'm
are you?
Both, I'm in Winston-Salem.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good.
So whenever you come to town, you let me know when you're getting ready to leave out there, and when you get here, we'll have fresh barbecue.
I will do that. I promise you I will do that.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know how to send it to you, but we'll have it when you get here.
Okay. Thank
right.
you. I appreciate it. Okay, go ahead. No, I was actually, there's a couple of families that I want to actually visit when I go to North Carolina. But, okay.
Well, I can have it fixed where you can take it with you, or you can eat it when you get here. Either way, all you got to do is let me know.
Okay. What was your question?
My question is, I've been to Wells Fargo's main office here in Winston-Salem. I've been to several banks. I've talked to foreign currency people, and I've tried to talk to Abbott Downing about the exchange, and nobody wants to talk about anything. Am I missing out, or am I doing something wrong?
No, they're just not going to talk about it until it actually happens. I mean, you know, because of delays, because it's been, you know, 12, 13, 14 years, because we've had so many starts and stops, the bank is not going to truly acknowledge it until it happens. And everybody at the bank doesn't know that it's happening. I mean, they really don't. They don't want all their employees to know that it's happening. Go out, buy Dinar, buy Dawn, buy them, become rich, and all just walk off the job. So they're protecting
right.
their own business by not telling their employees, and from you guys, you know, spending every dime you have for something that's supposed to happen on the 15th, and it don't happen, then everybody want to come after the bank. So there's reasons for it.
Right. Okay. Well, I've gone in and I've tried to talk to them. Like I said, I've told them I have foreign currency that I want to exchange at a later date. Would they be willing to talk to me about this at the time? And there again, they say they don't know nothing about it. And these are people in the foreign currency department.
Well, they're the last ones you want to know about it, right? But anyway,
I guess.
Ask to see a wealth manager, speak to one, just tell him, take your name down, and say when he finds out about it, to give you a call. It's just that
right.
simple. As soon as it happens and they do, they're going to be running around like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to find every number, everybody that calls them for the last 10 years, because they're going to want that commission. So trust
right.
me. Just do that and leave your name there.
All righty. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good week.
All right,
sir. Thank you, sir.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How did you manage to be the first call on the list? What'd you do?
I don't know, because I've been trying to call ever since Tony said he couldn't get no barbecue from me. I don't know how I got to be the first caller.
What'd you do today that was different than what you've been doing in the past? Did you call in earlier or what?
I called in when it said two on the line, and I pressed one.
Okay. Number one or star one? Just one, the number one
just
by itself
one?
Or star one? Just one.
Just
okay.
one by itself. And like I said, I've been trying for, I guess it's been about a month ago when Tony mentioned he couldn't get you to send him no barbecue, so I've been trying
oh, okay.
to get him to.
Well, there's a certain person that doesn't believe me, so maybe they might believe you that's
well,
how you got on.
It says to call in 15 minutes prior to the call, which I did. And
yes,
sir. As soon as it went live, I pressed one.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
754 area code, you're on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. First, Ray, hopefully you won't get the hurricane that badly. We just went through the hurricane, and luckily in Florida we got nothing, and I hope North Carolina weathers the storm as well as we did. To get on from there, on last Wednesday's call, people called in asking certain questions, and you responded with about what to do when you have a maid and where to go. You had advised a while ago to purchase the book, The Sudden Wealth Solution. And I think that's something everybody should have, because everything is in there that you could possibly want to know when you suddenly become wealthy. So I don't know if you forgot about that book, but it is an excellent read for everybody. Now, the question that I wanted to ask you was, when we go on the bank appointment, I know you said that we should look presentable and be well-dressed and everything, but when it comes to a woman, is it advisable for them to not wear any of their jewelry if they normally wear a diamond ring or a diamond wedding band or anything like that? Are they going to look at that in a negative way on you, or should you just be your normal self?
Ooh, you down to the details, huh?
Yeah.
Guys, I will just be me. That's all. Because if you're trying to be somebody else, it's going to come through. Be comfortable is a thing. Present your plan. And just be professional. And if you know what you're talking about, somewhat know what you're talking about, you want to put that out there. Because if you don't, you're going to know it anyway. That's all. But I know this isn't fair, but the reality is, if you have money or they think you have money, they give you money a whole lot easier than anybody else. That's just the reality. And they're going to go ahead and give it to you because they think you're used to having it. You're not going to blow it. Or, you know, they just want it to sit in the bank and look pretty anyway. People who come in there who never had money don't act like they know what to do with it, or don't look like they know what to do with it. They figure they're just going to blow it, throw away, and none of us is going to benefit from it anyway. So they're going to give them as little as possible. That's just the reality of it. So while you don't have to go out and buy diamonds and pearls and do all that before you go to your appointment, just be you. Be dressed nice doing that. And most important thing is, I have a plan. And here it is. And this is what I expect to do. And this is where you become my partner. And this is where you don't. People are just going to respect that. And guess what? The things that I have shared with you guys, that Ray has shared with you guys, or that TNT has shared with you guys through over the years, most of your bankers aren't even aware of. Most of the people doing your exchange won't be aware of, because they just specialize in their job. And to them, it's a job. To us, it's a life. Not just about a lifestyle, but about life, generations to come. We've studied, planned, prepared. They haven't even given it a second thought. So a lot of them are going to be in awe of you, the fact that you walked in there, know what you want, and have a plan on how to do it. They're going to be shocked and surprised. Some of them are going to be so happy. I mean, as wealth man, I don't even have to think about this. You know exactly where you want to put it. You know what you want to do with it. You know how much you want for it. Let's get this one over with and go from there. So you're going to be impressive, I'm telling you, if you do it the right way. All right?
Okay. Yeah, my next question is, my brother recently went through a divorce and moved here. He has dung. And has been his legal address. Does he have to go in with my husband and I at the same time, or does he have to make a completely separate appointment, even though we all live in the same household?
Oh, no. He has to make his own. I got to make mine. My daughter has to make hers. My son has to make his. Everybody has to make their own. They're over 18 years of old, of age, I mean, then yes.
All right. And the last thing, I don't know if you and Ray are aware of this. A movie came out called Backstabbing for Beginners, and it is all about Iraq, what's going on there. From the time Saddam Hussein was in power, this was written by a diplomat, a young diplomat that served over there. Quite a bit of what you've told us over the years and more is in the manipulation of the dinar, the corruptness going on in the country. It's a movie everybody that's in this that's holding dinar should watch, because the information it gives is incredible. It is a true story about this particular diplomat, and it was during the time when the UN put together the oil for food program, which they got busted on because it was all money being stolen, but it was quite informative. So if anybody hasn't seen it, and if you haven't, it really is worth seeing.
Well, what was the name of it again?
Backstabbing for Beginners.
It's a movie, not a book.
It was a book that he wrote, and they turned it into a movie. He was a young diplomat.
Right.
He was the undersecretary to the head of the UN that was in charge of the program when Saddam was still in power. It also tells you a lot about the Kurds and why they are the way they are, because of what Iraq and Saddam did to them during that period of time. So it is very informative for us to understand what's going on in the country by their backstory.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. We appreciate
thank you very much.
All right. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm going to watch
and
it today, though. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Stay safe, Ray, and hopefully you don't get hit with the hurricane. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, and one other bit of advice for the females. The jury probably not that big of an issue when you go in, but you might want to leave the extra eyelashes home on that particular day. Just a FYI or a PSA.
Extra eyelashes?
Yeah.
Really?
281, you're
okay.
On.
Why did you have to say that when I come on the phone? You need to quit your mess. Hello, Ray. Tony, how y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
That's a mess. You're always fooling with somebody. Okay.
I was telling the truth.
What are y'all doing today? I don't wear those things anyway, so you don't have to bend down and look up under to see me if I'm awake or not. So, anyway, I have a question. I have several questions, Tony, because I haven't talked to you in a while, so I got them all stored up here. How many questions you going to let me ask?
Three.
Hello?
I thought the bus ran out of gas or something, but go ahead.
So to start, all right. My first question is, you said that the U.S. stopped, I think, on your Friday when you said that. Now, I know you said just a while ago because you said they were preparing, but you didn't say why they stopped it. Do you know, in your opinion, what could have possibly stopped it? We know they're preparing because we knew that before they stopped it, but what could have possibly made them stop it?
They stopped it because they are preparing. Okay.
So they're not finished, I guess, with what they're doing.
They've been. I'm sorry. Somebody is texting me about y'all eyelash thing right in the middle of this. But anyway. Even if they were ready to go, because of COVID, because of the trillion, because of the lockdown, things didn't get done. So when they've actually decided to do it, they were holding it. The U.S. was holding it, has been holding it, until the U.S. can now get prepared for it. Because, again, the banks have been doing this for years. But the Treasury hadn't been doing it for years. They've just been saying no and no. And the bank's been doing training and everything else. Well, now the Treasury and government locations are saying, okay, we finally got to get ready. It's going to take us this long to print up this amount of money. So they are now doing that. They're saying, stop printing this. We don't even care about the coins. They're not flowing anyway. They're not sending coins to banks. That's why we have the coin shortage. And because everybody's been on lockdown, the coin shortage is still there because the banks aren't receiving any. Because the Treasury's looking at the bigger picture right now. Let's get all this done so we can hand it out. So now they've been printing. Now they're moving money to different locations. And when they're ready to go, then we're going to go. Until then, they have put it on hold.
Okay. All right.
Now, that's more
information
than you probably needed. But go ahead.
Well, it's a lot of comments coming at me all at once in my head, but I'm a hush. I ain't going to say nothing about it. I'm going to keep moving so I can make sure I be able to exchange. They won't hold me back.
Okay.
I think my next comment. Anyway. Okay, so now when you were talking about June elections, were you talking about 2021? June elections in 2021? Because June 20th passed. So you got to be, what the hell? Who waiting until June 2021? Who's doing all that?
Nobody's doing all that. I mean, that's why Iraq elections is June the 6th, 2021. So today, they're seeing rumors is going around the street over there that they're not going to do the RV until after the election. So that would
that's
be next
asked,
October sometime.
Yeah. That's
so,
what I was
again,
asking the question. I get it,
that's
but
what
I
I'm
wanted
saying,
to clarify.
It doesn't make any sense. But what it does make sense is they would put that out there because they do rumors on the street about it not happening and people dying, World War III coming, and everything else right before they do something like this. So that is typical.
Okay. All right. Well, I have two more questions. My last one is, have they even advised about the 1-800 numbers at all since we – since they're saying that they're so close, wouldn't that even be something to be mentioned to you guys?
It would be, but
no.
Yeah, last time when they thought, the last time when we thought it was actually going to happen and we were told that was just the U.S. agreeing to it. It's basically what it turns out that it was. You know, now they're saying, we agreed to it, let it go. We're not letting it go because now we're going to start getting ready for it. And that's what they've been doing since that last time. But, no, nobody contacted us. Even though last time I was told banks were having meetings, they were told who the 800 numbers were going to. They were told when to expect them. We got a call. We have not – that scenario has not occurred again. No.
Right. Okay. All right, so for those people that actually went in for their pre-appointments and got all their paperwork done and all of that, and I know last week I think I heard on your call you said that there were money still pending for some of those people. I know they got some advancements or monies or whatever, however you want to call it, but there was monies that they still hadn't been able to access. So have any of that money been able to be released to them after they – spoke with their wealth managers?
So, I used to do network marketing, and I used to go all around the country. I guess most of you guys know that. And I'd be up on stage all the time and people would always ask me, well, how much do you make? And, you know, I'd tell them, $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month, $30,000 a month when I got there doing that. But I'd say this every single time. It really doesn't matter how much I make, though, to you, because the only person who gets suspended is my wife, right?
Okay.
So why do you care how much they got or why they got it when they're the only ones that can spend it?
Okay. Can I answer that? I don't care how much they got. I just wanted to know if it's released, because if it's released, then that means we could possibly be caught, right? So is that possible?
We're close because of the fact that you know about it. And I will tell you that every one of those people have been, told to be quiet this week.
Okay,
so,
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So, what do you feel that when they come to the U.S. for Iraq, people come to the U.S. for this meeting, whatever, however they're going to do it, that the rate could possibly be announced, or maybe right soon after the meeting it would be announced public or whatever this will go? Is that...
I don't know. I always thought that the rate would be announced before they came to the U.S., so it wouldn't look like they had to come here and ask permission to do it, or that that we gave it to them. It would look like the sovereign country that they want to be. That made always made sense to me. So, and it could go the other way. Well, here's the most pressing question, and what you should be asking, everybody should be asking, why is it he talked to every other president in every other country so far over the phone and not had to actually go visit them, all of them, but he can't talk to Trump over the phone. He actually has to come here. What's the big deal there where he has to physically come here?
So
or
let me ask
to wait?
Do you think that he's actually going to come here? Is that something they're just putting out in the media, but they could actually be doing it virtually? I mean, because, you know, we don't know. They don't tell us everything. The media, we don't, you know, at least I don't believe half of the stuff they say most of the time.
Well, that's
they
good.
Could be just,
half of the stuff they say is BS most of the time. Just like, well, here's the thing, though. He initially was supposed to come, but they used Corona as a reason for not, because the uptick in the U.S. And now, you know what they're saying, he is actually going to do it this weekend. But part of that information was, I mean, this week, was that it may end up being a virtual meeting. So they did, in fact, put that in there. But the key thing being, it's supposed to happen this week.
This week. Oh, okay. Well, let's hope and pray. I mean, I know you said earlier in your call that Texas went back to their regular locations. So then that tells me that this is not going to go until Texas go back to their locations, because, like I said before, we get tired of that foolishness. We don't have time to play. We got to go work. So call us when it's happening. You see? That's what they're trying to put out.
Because milk sours inside that cow, and somebody got to be milking them cows, right?
Whatever. All right, but let me go.
All right.
Thank
I
you
gave
for
you eight.
My question.
Was that
thank
eight
you,
questions?
Sir.
Yeah, that was about eight.
It was.
Yeah. You need to get
your about
own
eight.
Personal calls here. Look.
Right. Can't nobody ask them but you, so I have to. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All righty, take
all
care.
Right.
Bye bye. 610, Eric, so you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
doing? Super fantastic, gentlemen. And it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new day, and that means there's a new month, and there is a new bill. Again, another new bill that needs to be paid. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And I'd like to remind everybody, I make these requests for donations of my own volition and my own free will. Neither Ray nor Tony has ever asked me to make these requests for donations. I do it on my own. And I am not getting paid. I am not getting paid to ask for these donations either. I want this information just as much as you do. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, our donations are needed. So remember to do it today. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Hey,
you're welcome.
Thank you. And I want you to know, everything you said was true, but we really appreciate you doing this and being here consistently. And then when we get to North Carolina, I'll buy you barbecue. All right.
All right. Sounds good to me, Tony. Look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay.
All right.
972 area code, you are on.
Hey fellas, Danny in Dallas and Jack out in the country.
All right.
You
just what?
Doing pretty good. Jack is out in the country and we're doing pretty good.
Okay.
He has never heard this call before. But I wanted to visit with you guys. He just got back from his bank, and not a tier one bank, a tier two bank here locally in Texas. And he made an order for Dong, and they took his paperwork, and he went back out. He's visiting a very sick relative, and then got a call from the bank. Said, "I'm sorry, Jack. We can't sell you that Dong." And Jack knows what that means. So he let out a hoop and a holler, and the guy said, "I'm sorry, it's so upsetting." But he said, no, that's good news. And then he said, "Well, I've got some other news too." So Jack said, What is that? And he said, "We can't buy it back from you." Now this is a tier two bank. So evidently they're not in the loop on the exchange process, but that was more information than we had 30 minutes ago on this end of the planet. So I thought I'd pass
that's
that
right.
on. Yeah. And Jack is honest as the day is long. He wouldn't be milking that for something else. Let me go ahead to a couple of questions I had, though. On Friday's call, Tony, you indicated there would be some more communication after the call. I wonder if that developed into anything that you could tickle our ears with.
Nope. Everybody,
you know how we like to have our ears tickled, right?
Yep. Well,
yeah.
You know, Texas did tell me they were going back today if it didn't happen over the weekend, and they are back in the bank.
Okay.
So
Texas is back in.
They're not in the exchange centers. They went back to the bank, to the branches.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The other banks still feel that it's going to go, as early as tomorrow.
Okay.
Everybody
thank you for
feel
that.
Like it's this week.
Hey, CIA lady.
We did.
All you got to do is ask. Tony will tell you.
Oh, look. We did find out that money is still being printed and moved in preparation. And they still seem to think it's going to be sometime this week, is what they said before. And we did find out or determine that people who received money last week are told to be quiet as of right now.
Okay.
No.
All right.
All good information, even though it doesn't
sound
like
good information. Now, when you say money is moving, when you say money is moving, Tony, you're talking about within the banks in preparation. You're not talking about exchanges at this point.
No. Remember,
okay.
I think I said it last week, too. 2 years ago, when we were actually tracking Brink's truck.
Yes, I remember.
And we had people doing that for us. Well, money is moving like that to locations.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's moving out of D.C. throughout the country and then to particular locations. So that might have been way too much information right there, huh?
No, we appreciate it. We won't tell anybody else. It'll be okay. I did have a trust question, but I think the office is closed on that for this call. I'll catch Ray a little bit later on that. Now we have talked about, and this is the last thing I wanted to bring up. We have talked about after the exchange, some who had the liberty and the wherewithal to go back and buy more dinar at international rates. And then take advantage of any increase over a short period of time. It's just, making the most of what we have. But I'm recalling, too, several calls ago that you had indicated that one of these people that you were dealing with that had gotten paperwork done at least was told, don't buy anymore. Now, is that something that we need to ask permission and then receive forgiveness if it's wrong, or what do you think? Can we still use money after the exchange and buy at international rates?
Okay, so we're very clear in this.
Yes.
It is always better to ask forgiveness than permission. Okay.
Got it.
Always.
I think that's inside the first page of my Bible, I believe. I'm not real sure, but I think it is.
That's right. And the other thing is they're telling them they can't buy it now because we've already given you money. And that would be like, and we've given you the rate insider trading. Once it goes live, you can buy like everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good. That's very helpful, and that's all I got. And being from Texas, I got to get back to work. So I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
All
thank
right,
you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
See ya.
Bye-bye. 865. You're on.
Thanks for all of the information and helping us to connect the dots. And I thank Danny and Dallas for getting the four words of as early as tomorrow coming from you, Tony. That was very encouraging. Get a little bit of a scenario here. That was the word that you used in answering a question from Imaginary/281 of that scenario has not happened again. When did that initial scenario actually occur, or put more succinctly, when was the last time that they actually tried to activate the RV?
Oh, wait. I got to think that they agreed on the 3 weeks ago, not they actually tried to activate it. Now, even though the banks were telling us that they expected to do it last weekend or weekend before last, because they didn't have information that Washington was putting out saying it was done, but we're doing a slow rollout, because I think I told you guys that. And we're trying to figure out what's a slow rollout besides, you know, family and friends getting paid again. But that was finish our printing cycle, start moving it out and exchange people and getting it to locations to prepare for the actual announcement is the slow rollout to them, getting that part done. So they're not behind the power curve when it happens. So they're not sitting there trying to exchange people and you want 10 grand and Ray want 10 grand and this guy want 9 grand and they're saying, oh yeah, well, we only got 5. We got to print up more. Or, you know, banks are saying, hey, this thing's going faster than we thought. And they wanted to be prepared. And in order to do that, they had to stop printing coins, stop printing 5, stop printing 10, you know, and jump right to the hundreds. Because that's what we're going to get walking out here. Hundreds, hundreds. The easiest way to pay you, whether you want 5,000, 7,000, they're going to pay it out in hundreds and you go out there and distribute it. So it's causing well, they were getting prepared. So that's 2 or 3 weeks ago, whenever that was.
Okay. So is there any specific type of schedule that they are actually working under such that they could be doing this on a daily basis? Or is it more when they are feeling that they are at that point where they can go? Have they made any indication on that sort of thing, that they have been trying it daily once this agreed upon thing has occurred? And
no.
They
don't try to push it through every day. They have a date when they tried, or a time period, didn't go, or what they thought it was going to be, and now they're waiting for the next, which they assumed would be sometime this week. So I keep telling you all that. And, I mean, Tuesday, tomorrow could be as early as Tuesday, but they assume it's going to be. And the information that's going out says we're getting closer to that than anything, right?
Okay. And you have let us know that the Texas folks are back at their regular positions. But under what sort of alert system are they at this point? Are they under a red alert or just be ready? Do you have any sort of feel for that?
No, I actually didn't ask them. He just said back at the branch. And I said, okay. But I said, that could change tomorrow. They just spent 2 weeks getting ready, everything they need to do. So they could bring them back in tomorrow morning and say, let's go. They could have did it, you know, back at the branch today just for us, just so we didn't know.
They could bring them in tonight, too.
That's right. They could. Absolutely.
Okay. The
sources they just started that rumor on the streets in Iraq today. So why did they do that?
They were very slow because Kazemi said that June 6th date several days ago, so it took them a while to decide to even come with that as a rationale. So they're a little slow. The folks that were told to be quiet this week, when did they actually get that directive? Was it the end of last week, over the weekend, or was it sometime today?
When they were doing what?
When they were told to be quiet. Your comment was they had been told to be quiet this week. I was curious when that directive had been given to those folks. End of last week, over the weekend, today?
End of last week.
Okay. Good enough.
That's why
whenever,
a quiet weekend. Everybody was so, a lot of people, I'm not going to say everybody. Ray just did it because he wanted to. I don't know why he didn't tell y'all stuff. But go ahead.
I was going to say, were there some folks that didn't get that message to be quiet and they weren't quiet and they have any information to give to you that you could then in turn share with us?
I think I have.
Okay. Well, 10 days from whenever all of this insanity finally comes to an end, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er or Pay It Forward project is going to be happening. And obviously it's going to be at least August. We know that July has passed us, but it would be nice to do it in August. We look forward to that. And, again, appreciate your helping us connect the dots. Most appreciated. Thanks again.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 209 area code. You are on.
Happy days. I didn't think you would get to me. I've been on for 8 years, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and my birthday has never fallen on the right. Today is my 72nd birthday. Did I get
well,
the
happy
song?
Birthday, young lady.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, 72nd. All right.
And I do have some questions. I do want a present, and that is,
nope.
Can you give... G-Man,
I wanna wish you a happy birthday.
I couldn't stop it.
I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right,
well,
happy birthday.
Thank you. You can't see me smiling ear to ear. But I'm not getting older. I'm getting better, wiser, more mature, and humbler. Anyway, my question for today is when you cut out the 28 to 38 people, you almost scared me because I didn't think I was going to make it today last Friday for not asking questions because you cut me off. Anyway, I'm glad you got me today. My question, I had three of them for Friday. My husband took me out for my birthday and left the questions on the counter, but I do have a question. We have to have two IDs when we go in. I was all prepared. My purse is together. My money's together. So Costco card with a picture on it, would that be a good second ID?
You know, somebody texted me last week and said Costco no longer puts your picture on your card. But if you have one that's still valid, yes. And remember, guys, just... you can go to your DMV and just get an ID card. Every state issues an ID card.
Not if you have a driver's license. Some states won't let you have both.
Okay. And then just for the new people, many years ago, and I'm not sure if it stands true now, we were suggested that we take in like a utility bill to prove our address and stuff. Does that still hold true that we need to have something like that to take in with us?
I don't know anybody.
I never heard that.
Prove your address. Me either. None of the people we've talked to.
Okay.
I never said
and
anything
call,
like that.
Your call is the only one I ever listened to, so I'm not sure where I got that. And the last question I have is, when you're doing your negotiation and you're talking to, like, the wealth manager and you want to find out if they're working for you or not, so we ask the question, are you on commission? What's the other one? If they're not on commission, what are they on? When they were just working for you, what's that word? I had a junior-senior moment.
I don't know, because either working on commission or salary. But listen, if they're working at the bank, they're working for the bank, period. They're never working for you, never. What is that noise?
I'm sorry, my husband was getting back in the car, and it was the bing, bing, bing of the door. So if I went to a later down the road to a wealth manager and I want to ask him, look, are you working on commission with this company or are you working for me or making money off of my money? There's a word for that, but I can't remember what it is. If they're not working for commission, they're working for what?
Fees.
Sorry?
So some
fees.
Will charge you a fee for every transaction, okay? And then if not, they're just charging you a commission so they get a portion vote. Everybody's answering the question for us anyway.
Okay.
No, fiduciaries, that's not what we're looking for, fiduciaries. That's a responsibility. It's not what they're working for. I mean, they do have a fiduciary responsibility regardless, just so everybody understands that. But well, this is what you guys got to understand, okay? Nobody, whether he works for the bank, he works for an investment firm, he works for himself, nobody is working for free. So their options are they're working for a commission, and they can say, I only get a commission if you make money. Or they're working for a fee, and they can charge you a fee for going in and a fee for coming out. So they get paid both ways. So you want to sit down with him and say, how do you get paid so I know you're working in my best interest, not just working for a commission or your check? And the only way he can be working in your best interest is he doesn't get paid unless you do.
That's what I was looking for. And then last question, because this was going to be my question Friday. Well, I know there's a fee, like you just said, but there used to be a spread fee, and that was something we could negotiate, right? Not to say we don't want that spread fee. We'll pay your fee, the 1% or whatever you're asking, but the spread fee, we don't have to really pay, do we? And we can negotiate that, right?
You can negotiate it, and, you know, the thing you look at, is it really enough to negotiate or not? Does it really factor in when you're trying to get the contract rate and 15% out of this guy that you say, I don't want to pay the 0.25%? Or I don't want to pay this, and you know, and the bank is in this to make money themselves. So they are going to negotiate with people who got $100 million, $300 million, because 1% is too much for you to do the paperwork. I mean, 0.25% is too much. They're not going to negotiate with people at $500,000, or you know, definitely not below $1 million. And all the way they're going, they're not even going to negotiate that. No, because this is the only way we're getting our money out of you, because you're probably going to spend the rest of this.
Gotcha. Okay, a request. Would you give me a birthday present? Give G-Man his pink slip and his barbecue, please.
Okay, that's up to Ray. But look, as G-Man told y'all, we can't really give him a pink slip because he don't get paid. We can thank him for what he does.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything you've done. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, sir. It's time to wrap
That's
up.
That's it?
Yes,
go
sir.
With it.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having
fun. Yep. That's right. Okay, guys. Really appreciate everybody being here. I know it was a long weekend, because it was a long weekend for me. And I was thinking, shoot, I already said goodbye, and we got to do this again? I get on the call on Monday. I'm surely hoping last Friday was the last Friday, because I'm ready for this to end just like everybody else is. And things are looking good. Everything we're getting is good. It's still moving forward. The fact that people were really quiet yesterday, today, but we know they're still preparing, is good. So I'm saying don't be discouraged because we're still here. Be encouraged about what we're hearing. And as we're putting the pieces of the puzzle together, how does it fit into what we want? And it's all looking good for some excitement sometime this month, if not this week. But I'm hoping this week is it. So with that, Okay, so they're saying dinar is no longer on the CXI currency selling list. So they stopped selling dinar today, I guess. And what was the bad news that I gave you guys? I did give y'all some bad news, right? Oh, Texas went back to the bank, to the branches today. Which really doesn't mean anything because they've been sitting there getting set up and getting ready. So the fact they're working today, they can be right back at the call center, exchange center tomorrow, and this thing could be on and cracking. And let's hope that's it. But everything's good, guys. We'll see what happens from here. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Know that things are positive and about to happen. And if anything does happen, you know, Ray will put it in the form or we'll tweet it out or we'll do another call. That's what we have to do. And let's hope that's it. Another call. All right? Enjoy yourself, Ray.
Okay. Enjoy your marvelous-er Monday. Keep believing. Be sure to.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
mind, it's gonna get better. With a single parent, go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to him.
Won't he work it out?
Yes, he will.
If you believe it, then
your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here.